This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in today's trading session. Well, a quick recap in terms of what took place yesterday. We had the Sensex and the Nifty, which snapped its six-day losing streak. So we had the Nifty, which gained 187 points to close above 11,300 and above its 200-day moving average. The Nifty Bank surged over 1,000 points, but we had a couple of financials such as Yes Bank, DHFL, Piramal Enterprise, which still continued to be under pressure. FIIs, however, continued to net sell yesterday, so they net sold around 485 crores in the cash market, but the DIIs mitigated a large part of it by buying around 956 crores in yesterday's trade. FII flows, for example, have been negative for the month of October. They've sold over 3,000 crores in the month of October and over 6,000 crores since the 23rd of September, which is 2 to 3 days after the corporate tax cut was announced. In terms of cues to watch out for, global cues would be top of mind, but domestically, earnings season is going to begin. We have TCS, IndusInd Bank, which will be releasing numbers today. IndusInd Bank numbers and commentary will be important to set the tone for the entire financial space, as well as some takeaways for other sectors such as commercial vehicles as well as real estate. We also have Infosys, which comes out with numbers on Friday, and DMart on Saturday. In terms of the global cues, the US markets ended in the green yesterday, but it was all of the action which was post-markets which really rattled sentiment, because there is fear that the US-China trade talks have stalled. That is impacting the Asian markets, which are largely mixed, and the SGX, which is indicating that it could be a negative start for us. Brent crude, stable, so no problems coming in there, currently between $57 to $58 per barrel. It is also weekly Nifty options expiry, as well as the Bank Nifty weekly options expiry today. Watch out for levels. So we've already spoken about the 200-day moving average, which is 11,264. Next, watch out for the 100-day moving average, which stands at 11,404. Well, a lot of stocks to watch out for today. I'll start with Reliance Jio. All the telecom stocks will be in focus as Reliance Jio is going to start recovering interconnect usage charges from customers. Indiabulls Housing Finance and Lakshmi Vilas Bank are in focus as the RBI has denied approval for the merger of the two entities. Indiabulls Housing Finance is also in focus because it will mull a share buyback on the 14th of October. Torrent Pharma has received a warning letter from the US FDA for its Indrad facility in Gujarat. Government sources have said the FM is going to hold a review meeting with public sector banks on the 14th of October. Union Bank of India has approved issuance of new shares to the government, which is to the tune of over 11,700 crores. Sadbhav Engineering promoters release pledge on 5.6 lakh shares. Transformers and Rectifiers has received a 126 crore order from Power Grid. Well, that's all the news you need to watch out for in today's trading session. Well, with that, I'm going to wrap up on this market podcast. Thank you very much for listening in. This is brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Have a great day.